welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chris.
Takes an item on that.
No, we actually would have welcomed you last time, but I apologize.
This is action last time.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was going to be you, so I didn't formally invite you, I guess. So I'm sorry about that, about last time.
That's okay.
So do you want to say anything?
It's great to be here. If you don't know the story of my council membership, so I'm filling Mayor Horak's remaining term. So he has 2 years left on his cycle. And so I'm an appointed member. My day job is I work at Wasatch Front Regional Council, which is a transportation planning organization for the metro area. I've been a practicing city planner for my career. So that's my background. Was on the planning commission for quite a while before joining city council, but I've never been to one of these meetings, and I'm really happy to be part of it. So, great to be here.
You're in for a treat.
We should put him on the hot seat over there.
Wow, that's right. We should, huh?
Would you mind if we just like went around the room for each person's name? That will just be.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Randy Simmons. I'm obviously down here at Public Works, the operations manager. So.
We might have met before.
Yeah, we did the orientation.
Yeah. Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
David Johnson, Public Works Director.
John Rukert, I'm the Assistant Public Works Director.
Good to see you, John.
Tammy Clayton. Tammy. You know me.
Yes.
Dallas Golden.
Nice to meet you.
Rachel Shumway.
I'm TJ Riley. I'm the Park Superintendent.
I'm Carmen Wilson.
Give me your name again, sorry.
TJ Riley.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here. Okay, so we need to approve the minutes from February 22nd, 2022.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Dallas. Do you want to go before we do all this stuff? Do you want to do that soon?
No, I'm.
You sure?
I've got half hour at least. So
oh, okay.
We're good.
Okay, so do we have an update on any appointment of new members? Do you know?
It's Camille Thorpe.
Oh.
She said that last.
Oh, did she do this before?
Yes.
Oh, I know who that is then. Okay, awesome.
Is this?
But we need two. We need another one too.
Yeah, I can't remember the other.
Is Camille under who?
Lisa.
Okay, so that's who she.
Kenny's spot is, I can't remember his.
Kimmy's was Lisa, mm-hmm. And then Ron Gordon was the other, but I don't know who fell under. Me.
Doesn't matter.
Well, they have to appoint the person, right? That works.
I was under Ryan, so.
Oh, okay.
At least I think that was.
Asked me. So we'll put that in the minutes then that we do still need one more person, unless David, do you know if there is one?
I'm not sure. So.
Yeah, my recollection is that person knows they need to appoint and just hasn't done it yet.
Okay.
And I don't remember who it was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, just put that in the, if you don't mind, for your...
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Tammy.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. Oh, okay. And you know what? I'm sorry, on my notes, because I printed it off. The Open and Public Meetings Act, I believe, is because... Correct me if I'm wrong on this, Carmen, but I think this is because of last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So last time when we canceled the meeting, it needs to be canceled 24 hours in advance because I think that's legally the way it has to be done. And it has to go before, I don't know who it has to go before, but somebody. And so it was canceled maybe a little bit too short, but so that just in upcoming times. And that was... I think I'm the one that started the whole thing, and I apologize. That was something that was totally out of my, I wasn't ready for what, that was happening, and then so many other people missed. So thanks for at least moving up, but now we know going forward, we just need to make sure we approve it.
And also half of the board needs to be here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I would think that if four people or more are gonna miss, then we need to cancel, but so we'll send the reminders out, and if there's for some reason, just make sure that we do kind of a roll call, a mock roll call, seeing if you can or can't come. But it would be the board, not necessarily like Linda or anything like that, right?
Right.
It's just the board.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem.
Which would be four of us?
Well, as you said, if any of us can't come, then we are not having it. For sure. Okay. Public Works, is that? Public Works.
Yeah, I'm getting right TJ today. So we kind of went over this last time. This is just as a recap, probably for Ted. We went over this a little bit in his orientation. I brought a couple extra copies of the replacement plan. That 3.5% that we plugged in is probably wrong. We put this together last year.
Yeah, the last couple months.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's nuts. So we talked last month. This is all the same stuff. Just shows you kind of tennis courts, all these things. This is just math. So this is just, it's been 30 years. This should be done. The city council has put that money in that account for us to start using. We initially wanted to start this process in October, and we've just been derailed and derailed. So I think it's time to kind of start putting that money to use. So again, just the updated schedule, it breaks it all out. But it breaks out, the last page shows like the next 3 years. But again, that's just a guideline. As we talked last week, last month, I apologize. A lot of the other things that don't come included, like the rock signs, cameras, just epoxy, some of these other things. Some of it can fall under kind of our normal typical budget, but these like theme parks, it was a big push for this, a lot of you guys last year.
Really like that idea.
And then, yeah, that's really what I have. But I want TJ to run. TJ's the one that sees the problems. TJ's the one that has to deal with, he knows what's worse. Regardless of what the math says, I mean, we all know kind of what's happened with Palmquist is probably to fill Ted in. Palmquist was kind of our goal, which is a park. I'm not sure if you know which park that is, but that was kind of our initial goal. And then our dirt work price was $200,000.
I think it was like, yeah, I think it was between 3 and 4 or something. It was crazy.
Just the dirt work was going to be stupid expensive. And there's a chance that we might be putting a water tower there, blah, blah, blah. So we kind of backed off that one. So we need to kind of redirect, figure out where we want to put some of my use. And so TJ is prepared kind of to show you guys where things are at. If you want to create an answer, let me know.
Okay. So it's kind of like a list of priorities that on the maintenance end that I've seen, and the parks are great. I did a little research. The theme pocket parks, I like, for an example, I got with Chris Sontag. He's with Sontag Recreation. He sells landscape structures. They're really quality, have a great product. And I just said, give me an example of where we're at. A lot of these pocket parks, they're not in bad enough shape to where they're dangerous at all, but they're faded, they're outdated, they don't, you know, they could be updated for sure. But like a 40 by 40 area with a themed pocket park, you're looking anywhere from $55,000 to $75,000 per park. So, and it's about I think he was saying between 3 and 5 week leeway time.
How big is Mathis?
Just like in, so Mathis is a, Mathis is, gosh, it's circular, right? So I don't know exactly, but I would say it's probably smaller than that.
Oh, okay.
So most, so that helps. These are just like something they just recently did. I would say the majority of what we have is probably just right at that, or maybe a little bit smaller.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's probably a good price to go off of. I did check with another, it's Big T Recreation, but I can't remember exactly the product he sells. And he was like 3 months out, 3.5, 4. between 3 and 4 months he was out. So for Chris to do a turnaround time like that, and he's like, you know, it could be as fast as 4 weeks, you know. So that's big. And then, you know, you have your install price, and that's included with that. So that's as far as the playgrounds. As far as the other things that I see like are immediate need that have needed to be done for the last few years is Tunnel Spring tennis court. It needs to be redone. I mean, I have pictures of it, but it's like all the surfacing. You live up there, so you know. So that surfacing, resurfacing cost is like $31,000. And so it's expensive, but it needs to be done. And you can get it. You can get it a little bit cheaper, but they won't warranty it. And it's not. That's not worth it to me.
Is this listed in somewhere? All of these items.
This is that. I gave this to you in the orientation.
Yeah. So this is probably kind of just more of like things that I'm seeing, okay, that I'm listing. And if you'd like a copy of it, I can surely do that for you. But everything that we've talked about are in the packet, and it basically goes off how many years it's been in there and when it needs to be, when it should be replaced or look at being replaced.
And not to cut you off, but part of it is like, I mean, it's just math too. So like you probably, you know, math as you're looking at, like that's the one that's probably been our main focus, right? So, I mean, you start looking at maybe you want to do a bunch of things there, even though maybe a couple of these items aren't ready yet. We've already done the fence there. We've done some smaller projects there, but kind of want to merge, and you want to adjust, shuffle the deck a little bit, because it doesn't make sense to do some things now and some things later. It's kind of the best analogy I've got is you start doing new cabinets at your house, you end up doing what, backsplash and painting. It always adds up.
And then we've talked about this in the past, like park signs. We've all kind of agreed that each park should have its own kind of sign, like we did for Laurel Park. It kind of shows the address and, you know, lets people know when they're seeing it on the website or seeing it on a map, where they're going and where they're at. Otherwise, they're just kind of parks in a development, right? So those are between $5,000 and $7,000 per location. And then I put this on. We probably could take this out of maybe a different budget line, and that is a pump we have up at Wild Rose Park. We have to have it in order to get enough pressure to water that area, and that's between $15,000 and $18,000. And then the last one is the cameras at pavilions, and I'll kind of let John talk about pricing if you'd like. But we just run into a lot of situations to where we get a lot of, you know, you're not going to see the entire park by the pavilion, you know, the pavilion cameras, but it sure helps out as far as like knowing, you know, what we're dealing with and you know, the messes that come with, you know, cleaning deposits, and that's always kind of a hot topic. So one of the things I did not put in here that is really, really hard to gauge, and it is the irrigation systems. Irrigation systems are extremely expensive. In fact, it'd probably wipe our entire budget out if I said, let's do Parkway. It'd probably take it's crazy expensive. So,
look at that. Legacy was 1.5 million in 12 years.
Yeah.
It's expensive year there.
Yeah, it's expensive. And I think, you know, Legacy Park, it's done with all the new specifications that we have in place for the city on the city specs. It's all efficient to where Parkway, it's been in probably between 30 and 40 years, and we're not efficient at all. So when we talk about being, you know, saving water and being water wise, there's a lot of areas that have been, you know, they've been in there 30 something years, and they're just not efficient, and they waste a lot of water. And so it is something I feel it's really important, but I understand everyone wants different things. And so we're trying to spread money you know, evenly to where we get some new and improved things as well as some things that are need to be taken care of as far as maintenance. So
are you looking for anything particular from this group today on the site?
No, not necessarily. I just kind of want everyone to kind of know where what I'm seeing is when I'm out there and things that I feel like need to be looked at and addressed and money put as far as repairing. You know, there's always with new parks, all the new areas, there comes maintenance with it, and it's always nice to be like, oh, let's just get a new playground or let's put this in because it's neat, it's new, and everyone likes it. But there's so many other things that, you know, we need to, you know, put some time and some focus into is to keep it maintained where it needs to be. So I don't know if you guys have any questions for me or that I can help answer. I don't know if I'll have all the answers or any of the answers, but that's kind of the stuff I'm seeing out there.
Well, last year we had the parks broken down where we would go and do like kind of an inspection. Just if you, mm-hmm. Do you want that done again? Is that helpful to you not helpful to you?
I mean, I go out to the parks all the time, and so, and there's some things that, you know, some things you can address and take care of, and there's other things that are big. You know, like irrigation stuff, and so yeah. I mean, I think for you guys to see kind of what we have and what we're dealing with, than it is for me. But I'm happy to be involved in that.
Maybe the easiest way, TJ, would be is like, I don't know. We were kind of focused on Mathis.
Uh-huh. That's the one that's on Highway 89, right?
Yes. Okay. And then because I remember initially it was like maybe that's where the best place to put. Pickleball. Mm-hmm. Now it looks like pickleball's hatch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if there's still like appetite from you guys to like maybe aim at that one, or like I'd say if you've got like two or three quick fixes that you could go do, just like the playground's at, maybe.
Now that's right. That's more of like a
that's the aesthetic low hanging fruit kind of stuff.
Because I was thinking, like, can you do a bigger one like at Mathis? Because it's such a big place. But those little ones that are down, like in Foxborough and stuff, would you do something a lot smaller?
Well, the footprint's kind of there.
Money?
The footprint's kind of there. And yeah, I mean, it's every area is going to be a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
But like your pocket parks, I mean, those are their way. Even the plastics they use nowadays, they don't fade like that.
Uh-huh.
Some of those, they're really bad. I mean, they're not like, it's not like a safety issue,
mm-hmm.
but they look like they're 50 years old and they're only 12 years old, right? Sure. Just the way the plastics have faded and things like that. And so if that's something you guys want to be involved in as far as like, hey, we really feel like, you know, these ones we would rather maybe tackle first, that's awesome. Because it really doesn't matter which ones we hit from my perspective, they just probably need to kind of keep going on it and having money put towards those parks to get them updated, right? So as far as like, if you're like, well, I feel like Stonehenge is one I really, man, it looks really bad. And I think that should be one on the list, or Caleb Park or Oldham Park, you know, that's a big help for me. On the input from you guys and see where you guys, how you guys feel about that stuff.
Well, because when I was putting signs around and I found all those parks, mm-hmm. where some of them, and I don't think they ever get used. And I'm sure it's because they're not, maybe they don't look nice.
No, she actually hit it.
No, I think that's it. So, like, why would you go to the park if it looks right
and
down?
And that's kind of like when me and David kind of put this together and we talked about it, is like the themed parks.
Uh-huh.
That's what you want, because, you know, developments come in and they become cookie cutter, you know, like, hey, this is, you know, we're just putting a neighborhood park together and
mm-hmm.
it's here and here. And pretty soon you go through it and they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it would be awesome if you had like, oh, this is a rocket ship mm-hmm. park, or this is, you know, I mean, there's a ton of different options. And
I think it's a great idea.
So if there's, if that's what you guys want and you're like, you know, I think we ought to focus on these parks for right now, these three, these four, whatever that is, I can bring Chris, which helped us out with Palm Quest. He's awesome when it comes to design, and he'll come in and we'll go through it, and he can kind of, you know, make some posters or whatever on some options, and we can go from there.
You said 30 to 50 or 50 to 70.
55 to 75 okay. is what he's like. That's probably a right. decent budget number. Okay.
So with my question is, from what I saw with our park in Boston,
mm-hmm.
a lot of kids stopped playing in it. It reduced with kids because of when you replace the sand to the wood chips.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run around with your bare feet. They
yeah.
the slivers and everything. Is there any way we can get like the Nerf ground, like in
the AstroTurf,
whatever it is that's over at
Legacy? Yeah, it's AstroTurf.
I think that would really bring people back to the park if we were to put that down as opposed to those switches.
So I'm not opposed to it. That stuff's extremely expensive though. So it's definitely not that I'm. You know, and if maybe that's something that if there's a real demand for it, when you get a new park, you definitely wouldn't want to put it in a park. You're like, well, we might replace this in 5 years because it's too expensive. It's not worth it. But if it's something you want to, like, everyone feels like, hey, let's focus on this park. Let's make it, you know, a themed park. We want to put money into this. Then that's the time we'd want to look at the AstroTurf as far as the playground surfacing. Because it is, like I say,
it's the rubber busy. Stuff the same cost as like the AstroTurf rack stuff?
Definitely high.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys remember, we switched it out at Legacy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because they actually turned into kind of a fight with the council for a little bit because they wanted the porn place, and we had suggested
porn
the turf. I think it was like three times more.
Really?
And it's way more maintenance.
Yeah, it doesn't last nearly as long. Yeah, it doesn't last nearly as long.
But actually, after this committee, some of you guys were on it, like after a bit, they thought like, wait, the turf's a way better deal.
Yeah, and everyone, like, I haven't had any complaints on the AstroTurf.
Yeah.
And I think that was a concern that people were like, well, we don't know, it might be, you know, too hot, and there's all these questions, right? And then you go visit some of these other parks, like, it's by Bountiful High. I can't remember that one.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
that Mill Street
you know,
one. Yeah.
But if you go and look at that, it's already starting to, like,
yeah, they've
crack.
Already done it, like, three times.
There
yeah.
you go. And it's, we're talking expensive. It can wipe out a budget like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so expensive. So.
So, I mean, we're looking at like around $400,000. I mean, even to go, if we were to go, like, a new playground in the AstroTurf, we're already
you're done,
cutting
yeah.
a couple $100,000 right there.
Yeah. yeah.
Your money goes fast.
Remember how much that was per square foot?
I would hate to even say, I looked it up like a year ago. The porn place was like $100,000, wasn't it, over there? And I think that turf was like $35,000.
Yeah.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what it is
yeah.
as of right now. I hate even...
So when you write this up and everything, so is it something that we like agree on, and then you take it to city council because they have to vote on it, right? Isn't
well, that's where we're the tail wagging the dog. And the dog I don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, who does what?
We could just say
this is what we're doing.
Like, this is what we think
because the money's been approved, right? Already.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we still have to take whatever we decide to council.
Right. Okay.
And but it's so much better. Like we're not trying to. Push you guys in the direction. The citizen committee is, you know, like, hey, this is, we think this is the most important. And TJ's here to say, this is the most important to us. Trying to get that balance of, especially like when we start talking about, I mean, because until we went over and walked Mathis and you guys saw the fence, and then it was like, get this done now.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Where you don't probably pay attention to that unless
sure.
it's your park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other stuff, like, you know, these irrigation systems that we're dealing with, like, you know, they're important even though you guys can't see them.
But I think it's very helpful because
sure.
you're out there and you're the one who has to maintain
yeah.
it. And a lot of times you don't have the kid, those kids aren't signing up to work, so a lot of times you have to do something that's gonna be
hard. That's kind of why we're asking today. Like, do you guys have priorities? Do you want him to tell you what our top three priorities would be?
I'm happy to have you tell us.
Yeah,
because yeah, when I walked through the parks, I was like,
No, I think we'd be happy to support you.
Yep.
Because you know better than us.
So my top three would probably be be Tunnel Springs. Like, I'm kind of looking at like what has to be taken care of, and Tunnel Springs resurfacing, that I just, they, people have waited long enough to get that. It's, it looks horrible.
Don't they have classes up there too? So
it's always, well, being used.
Yeah, it's, it was being used by the tennis club, and then I don't know. Hopefully they use their own facility and they don't use ours for theirs, you know, a profit. But anyways, so Tunnel Springs are resurfacing, the 31,000. The park signs, that's more of like how many you guys feel like we should do. You know, that's not like a maintenance thing. It's just more of like, but I think it's important.
I like those.
And maybe put, you know, we'll just get a plan, like let's do 4 a year or 5 a year till we get them all completed. And then the pump, I need to get that done because it's a variable frequency drive, and without going into too much detail, but each zone will ramp up the pump and lower it depending on what the zone requires and how much pressure we need for each zone. Right now it's full bore, so when it turns on, it's like at the max, and it just needs to be replaced. And then other than that, because I don't want to take a huge chunk of this money that everyone's like, let's do something new and improved. I don't want to take it and put it in irrigation, because it would take everything, right? But it is important. I just want everyone to keep that in the back of the head. We do need to start looking at that stuff. But then I think maybe we go and if you guys want, we can go tour some of the pocket parks that, and maybe you guys are aware of them, and we look at some of those and replace, you know, look at replacing a few of those.
What about your time sake? Maybe if you can just send a thing to look at the inspiration, we can email it.
Yeah.
Email it out. I think that'd be better than trying to turning cats.
Yeah. So, I can kind of give you, me and David can get together, and I have all the addresses, but I think the oldest ones are like Stonehenge, Oldham, Caleb. Those are the first ones that came into the development, and I get you addresses for those. In fact, I'll give you addresses for all of them, and then maybe we'll just highlight some of the ones that are outdated, because like Stone Park's relatively new, and I could go through them, but it really doesn't matter. But I'll kind of go through what I think is probably the most outdated, and then you guys can look at those, and then let us know what you.
Go ahead. One question on the landscaping or the sprinkler replacements. Are there any of these parks that are notably less efficient that you think, yes, this one strategically?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't say so much in Foxborough, because when that was being built, we had standards drawn up, and so then the developer had to follow those. So I would say Foxborough were pretty in pretty good shape as far as sprinkler efficiency. the areas that are older are typically on the east side, like Hatch Park. That's why probably one of the things I'm most excited for is to get, because it's so inefficient, and we go over on our water budget every year because it is so inefficient. But I'd say like Hatch Park and a parkway are big areas that we water, and they take a ton of water. And so if I were to say the areas that need to be...
Parkway is the linear park along highway.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that stretch and Hatch Park are probably the biggest water wasters, and they're probably the most inefficient systems. So, but they're huge ticket items too.
I think it'd be useful to know to price out the parkway improvement. Obviously, the Hatch Park
for
will
sure
enroll with the park, but the
and maybe what I can do is I'll get with a landscape company that we've dealt with in the past, and I'll start working on that. just so you guys have that information.
Like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, and I think they gave us more of a square foot price on it, but I could actually have them.
If I know, like, the 89 corridor is big to you. I mean, that looks, it is, does look good with, like, that whole, you know, park being running right there. It is pretty inefficient. We get some, we fixed a lot of the trail issues, too, over the last couple of years, but there's probably still a lot that could be done there.
Well, and see, I think Parkway, we have a park strip along the entire thing. And the heads, you know, obviously we're talking that area's, you know, way, way old. And the heads go from the curb and they shoot over the sidewalk and over the trail, right? And then the heads on the other side, they shoot from the fence east. And there's very few heads in the middle along that entire thing. And then Mathis is obviously really old as well. But to make it more efficient, and I think it's probably a smarter idea, is I would recommend getting rid of the park strip in along 89. It's not something you want to plant trees in because I think it takes away from kind of the beauty of 89, and you have all of the UDOT trucks that come and spread salt, and all that snow along 89 goes right up on our park strip. So that's an area where I'm like, if we were to ever redo that, I would probably recommend getting rid of the park strip in that area.
And then, background, I don't know if you've seen stuff like that's been done well. Not that that looks bad, in my opinion. It's just, it is kind of a nightmare with watering, maintenance, and a bunch of things for us. And it's definitely outdated and probably obviously bigger budget than this will fulfill, but like to start kind of maybe looking at it or even phasing it.
Right, yeah. I think there's a whole bunch of different options that we could look at as a community for that. And I mean, I think you're getting at it. Price is a real consideration on some of that. But, you know, it's our main street. It's it's really the most visible street in our community. It reflects on our community more than any other street.
No, I
possibly
agree.
With the exception maybe of Center, you know.
But. No, it sets the tone and it doesn't set the accurate tone for the city, in my opinion.
Right.
You know. Not, and I think that the part, this, that part, not bagging on that part, that's the best part of it, in my opinion.
Right, right. So, yeah, so, thank you.
Yeah, and I can meet with him and we can actually get real current numbers of what we're dealing with right now, not just a square footage price, because I think that's, it's always a hard one to go off of is square footage right now.
And do you want, you probably want this before the next time we meet, right?
As far as the...
To have it taken to the city council and stuff?
That particular...
Everything picked so that you can get going on it? Or you don't know?
No, I would, my suggestion would be this. Let us kind of give you what its priorities would be.
Okay.
Tell you guys to go look at these, maybe kind of gauge your priorities. Okay. Come back together next time. Get some better solid numbers, maybe get Chris.
Okay.
I would prefer take, so, I mean, a lot of this stuff, if it's underneath budget, we don't have to take it to council, we can just spend some of it. But I would rather take the big ticket items all at once and say, look, there's a committee, we suggested this playground, and, you know, this, and this is the cost, this is what we'd like to do. There we go.
Is it you that presents it, or is it?
Yeah.
You, okay.
Yeah.
Because
I've
never seen that. That's great.
Yeah, with Thomas has the recommendation from this group, which would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And so, like, when we've done stuff in the past, you know, usually I'd start talking to Ryan, we just, you know, run with what we've talked about, too. And it always works out really well. They're always supportive on this stuff, so.
Okay. I have one more question. When you talked about pickleball being at Hatch Park, Is it like you can't have it anywhere else, or is it just they? I mean, I know it's so big. Everybody wants it. Everybody keeps asking why we don't have it in North Salt Lake. Is it just because we haven't upgraded anything and they?
I don't think it's that we can't have it there,
mm-hmm.
but I think when we looked at the amount of money we had in the budget to do something, we knew that Hatch Park we were going to have. pickleball. And so we were trying to kind of put the funding to where more of the immediate needs were, right? It's not that we can't have pickleball. You could have it anywhere, right?
Sure. But part of the problem with like Mathis is, if you remember, and at least one of her big things is she wants these trails around the parks, which I think is all, I agree, it's cool. But to do that, like to even do the pickleball at Mathis, what you're doing is, again, using my maybe bad analogy, but you decided to redo your cabinets. Well, you're pulling that apart. Now you're having to redo all the irrigation system. You have to move everything, change everything.
You know, parking.
It's not as clean as you think it is. Right?
Well, there's been people, honestly, that have asked why we don't have it. And I'm like, I'm sure there's more to it than just putting them somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I seriously think we're the only city right now that doesn't have pickleball courts.
And both of these drawings of these early mock-ups have A, right?
Yeah.
So
we don't know when this is going to happen.
Yeah, is there any updates on that at all?
They said in their meeting on Saturday that the rec district still doesn't know what they're doing, so I think that it's kind of wait and see with them.
Hmm.
And then I'm sure once that decision's made, it'll start to move a little bit.
If you guys don't have anything for me, I'm going to...
You did great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Do you have anything from City Council?
So we just had our budget retreat, which is initial feedback that will then make its way into the draft budget for community-wide consideration, I believe, in May. And the things that I would just note briefly on that are that David made a compelling argument for two new employees within the parks area, and that was favorably received. There's lots of interest in completing the wetlands park.
Mm.
As long as I dig it deep.
Okay.
Go displace the cats.
Please displace those cats.
Oh, I've heard it's funny to hear about those cats.
And not at the budget retreat, but at a previous council meeting, and maybe you've already heard this, but council approved an application to pursue a grant to improve Porter's Landing boat launch. So those are a few areas.
Well, is it really used?
That one day that we had that.
the one day a year that we
had. Yep, that one time.
As a new member, I don't know exactly the flow of this group, and would love to get a sense of that. Things like how do you talk about changes to events as a group? When do you talk about strategic parks needs? Now, obviously, as a community, we're working on Hatch Park, so I'm not necessarily saying we need to do that, but I'm trying to get a sense of, is that kind of on a rolling basis, or do you move, you know, kind of through different items through the year? There's not one right way to do it. I'm just getting a sense of it.
Well, I think the events we go over every month. That's
yeah, we do
go
over the events.
This meeting's been.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I think if I'm proud of kind of what we've done over the past few years, if we've turned this into more of a committee that looks at this stuff, because when I started, I think it was more just that's all it was,
yeah,
these events. And now I feel like we utilize, these guys have been awesome. Like, again, they help make decisions with Mathis and some other stuff. So these have been more, I mean, the last year, like, we spent, I put this in there for you last month. That's why I opened it real quick. And
yeah, it's awesome.
All over the place. So last year, we spent a bulk of our time with this, is we worked on that Hatch Park.
Oh, yeah.
It was brainstorming. That's what all...
Fun.
It was fun. This is what we spent a ton of time doing last year. So I think that this kind of all got backed up. And then now we're like, we really probably haven't got a great system for doing any of it yet, other than the planning these events. These guys just run with it.
I'm absolutely not second guessing anything. I mean, we can be an ad hoc committee. I mean, you know, we could just kind of go with the flow a little bit. I just wanted to get a sense of if you had any
No.
Like orienting.
Well, the beautiful thing is too, is by putting this together, spent a lot of time putting this together, just trying to let them, everyone see, because I think it's kind of like a growing child. I think that the city council just, you know, we just built that park and they don't realize, like, wait, it's actually got a lot of maintenance issues and problems already.
It's 12 years already.
And,
we just did it.
Oh, yeah. Which is, you know, doesn't seem like much, but. So, we've never actually had very much of a budget to do anything until this last year. I mean, we were dealing with just nothing almost. It was like, if we wanted anything done, we kind of had to go run and ask for it. So,
yeah.
This last year is the first time we've actually had money put in there that said, hey, run with this, other than a few pet projects. So, we're kind of new to it as well.
Right on. You know, at the risk of starting out a longer conversation, which I do not mean to, but there was the idea of coordinating with Bountiful City, especially on the Wood Museum, resurfaced. And I'm sure that there's some of you might feel like there's a lot of conversation about that. That's the one.
But on Eaglewood Drive?
Yeah, mm-hmm. On Eaglewood Drive, that kind of.
That's been there for
decrepit.
Oh, that.
That's the museum.
The haunted museum.
Yes.
It's right on the border. It has in the past been in North Salt Lake Municipality. It's in Bountiful Municipality, but it's right on the edge, and it's not helping anybody with anything. I think it's most likely fate, positively, would be a park or a museum or some kind of something that adds to community life, you know?
So does the city actually own that then?
No.
No, it's part the family and part the LDS Church.
Mm-hmm. And we get stuck maintaining a lot of the stuff out front just because.
Out front?
I don't know.
So that's not a quick fix, but just letting you know that at least maybe we'll rekindle the conversation with Bountiful on that.
That would be amazing. I drive past it every day.
Yeah, there is somebody that asked about the fence out there. That I think they live across the street. Will you just by if you're up that way?
It's falling apart.
They said they've talked to the city about it. And
it's falling off. Yeah. And stuff like that.
Yeah, we've had our guys got yelled at by neighbors and stuff.
Is it across the street neighbors?
But it's tough because, I mean, it's not cities. Right?
Yeah, I think it's one that for sure.
Isn't there some kind of regulation on structural integrity, because that
seems
like
Bountiful.
Yeah, it is Bountiful.
Wild West of the.
Right. Yeah. So.
Maybe you can claim part ownership because you're maintaining the park strip.
You don't want
it. Yeah, I mean, it's weird too, right?
It's like stepping over the border of the. In the Burbs movie where they step onto the yard and. It starts blowing.
I do have a question on the budget. Ken sent me, and he might have sent it to you too, the question on the choir. Did you hear about this? The choir. So they did ask for like a lot of money for music, and like a lot of money. And then they approved a smaller amount. But did they give you a budget amount that we could tell?
No, we didn't see as a proposed draft of a budget.
And not for the events either that are coming up. We don't know what those are either yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I guess that's what you said is coming in May, that we might know what those are.
Yeah, okay. As a draft.
I think Linda knows what Dowler is. I've seen it before. But.
Okay. When I talked to Ken, I said I think that my personal feeling is they should have like fees or something, and then maybe a small budget, because most of the people that are in that choir aren't even in North Salt Lake.
Okay.
So just a heads up. I thought that they sent that to you, and I will forward those emails to you. Okay. So you have those, so you're kind of aware of that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I believe Ken told them.
Yeah, he did give him some money. I want to say they purchased the music before they asked for approval, and which was wrong. And I think that they've clarified that.
What's the name of that choir?
The Coral Master or something? Master Corral, there you go. Look at you. Yeah.
That's why they take all the extra money.
You're buying the music.
So bad.
Yeah, they're worried about copyright, so,
Yeah, you have to pay.
My suggestion was, I mean, could, maybe there's other choirs they could borrow. Could they borrow a choir?
What about?
Sing songs they all know?
Get stuff from the schools.
I don't know, so.
They've already paid for that.
Yeah, they were gonna, try to talk about it, but I think that's something that, I'll get to you so that you're aware of it, cause that's, I think, a big deal. So I think we've gone over the chair updates with all the party information. Okay, so let's hurry and go over the events. I was hoping we knew what the budget was, but, so the July 3rd, we don't have Julie here, but, she was gonna ask us about, or she was gonna tell us about volunteers. But, I guess put in the minutes that we, or the notes, excuse me, that we will, we're still on board for that, but if you can, if Julie can let us know if we're gonna ask for volunteers, us, get other people, or, city volunteers or something, I don't know. And then the kite festival, are we still gonna do it, is it, May 14th, is that the date?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a Saturday, is that gonna be okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Okay.
I may have to leave early, but.
That's okay.
It'll be fine.
Okay. Are we able to get the kites again, the same things?
Yeah, we have quite a few left over. I need to go and count and just, I might just get rid of those.
Let's do it, yeah.
Always have hundreds left over.
No, let's
do that. Because I keep reordering every year, and then once they're gone, they're gone. And then next year we'll know kind of a better number to order.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my plan. I was going to go and see how many we had. And then I'm pretty sure we'll have enough that I won't need to reorder.
Okay.
And I know we have markers and crayons and stuff and all that left over as well. So
nice.
What I need to ask is if I'm planning on having Midway Bakery come and do cinnamon rolls and have them be the only food truck this year. And
but that's a purchased item, right? It's not a free.
People buy that.
Okay. That's
yeah.
The one thing that I think we should clarify, because people were wondering if things were free. I would think people would know that the food trucks were free, but you know.
Well, in the past, like at the Halloween thing, the city has paid for stuff.
Right.
And so maybe there are people who come to city events that would. Yeah. So yes, I will clarify that. That's a good thing. What I don't know is if we want to do like a blow up slide, or if we just want to do kites and and. DJ again, like how?
I think that was good.
How much other stuff should I look for to plan on?
I think what we did last time was great, and the DJ was fun.
You see, what
should I get him again?
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
I will ask him.
Okay.
He was almost more popular than Craig.
He was awesome.
The wind wasn't blowing, so.
Yeah.
But the times that the wind did blow, it was amazing to see all those kites.
I was amazed. Like I told you, I had they were flying and they flew.
Town Springs is always windy.
That's great. Do we need to reserve that park? Do we need to just let, is it you, Carmen, or is it who?
It's me.
Can you reserve that? Can you just put that on the?
I will put it on the calendar.
Okay. Do we have to pay a deposit?
No.
Okay. So we'll just do the tights and the DJ then.
June. Speaking of, do we have to get a key for water or something like that before, or do you guys open them?
I think TJ has, I just looked at his board and there today, he says he's got the restroom scheduled to open here like the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so we're not just like worried
about
it.
We can't have water on it when it's still freezing.
Well, no, it's not till June, but I just wondered, okay.
Water will be on that.
Okay. So what do you need from us?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really
kay.
Simple at this moment. I think I will need help
to put like the tablecloths on the boards and stuff,
sure,
so that people can actually color on their kites and not go through the table.
So we need to make sure that
but
we're
that won't
there.
Be until.
Are we gonna do a balloon wall again?
Yeah, I guess, because we're not going to be doing anything else. The DJ is going to be our cost, so we would have the money for it, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's always fun, having
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'll reach out to her and see.
Okay. It's always a fun photo opportunity. And we're going to have to find somebody new for North Salt Lake Reads, whoever the new chair is, or the new person. We'll just give that to Camille. Camille, here's your assignment.
Perfect.
Welcome. Yes. And so we should probably tell. Do we? We don't have a date for that, do we? So we could tell. I'm so sorry to bring my notes.
Yeah.
Do you have that on the notes, Carmen? What date we decided? Oh, no, I think
no.
we were going to check with the
yeah,
author.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the Halloween event, of course, is the Saturday before Halloween.
29th.
Yeah. So the 29th of October will be the Halloween event.
Okay.
That's where you have to come in full costume, Ted.
All right.
You sing, you dance, you talk to all the North Salt Lake residents. It's a requirement.
Right.
Well, you are taking Ryan's place.
Nobody can
I'll
take
just
Ryan's
leave
place.
It right there.
Start dancing right now. Start getting your hip hop.
And then, do you have anything on the photo contest?
No, we're gonna start earlier this year.
Okay.
So I was kind of doing it the week before.
So I don't know if you were involved or knew what the photo contest was before, but we always did it with North Salt Lake Reads together.
I remember that. I didn't participate in the photo part of it.
But photo, it kind of got kind of like forgotten.
Yeah.
But we want to do it by its own self this time.
Okay.
So, and Dallas is really good at that. So, taking care of how to do that. So we'll have more information. But it will be its own little event. What's that? Any review? Any action items? Anybody? You guys, John? You've said a lot tonight.
I was thinking about other things we could do. Painting in the park, you know, have people bring their canvases, their paints. We provide them with chair and donuts, and just have a social gathering, sponsored by the city, but it'd be like low key, get together to help bring people, all the artists who want to be out.
Well, Rachel wanted to do something that was more like. Chalk art and art. Did you want to do like an art festival? Is that
yeah.
what it was?
Like Bountiful.
She talked about that. Yeah.
Well, we don't really necessarily have the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Unless we did it along Highway 89.
Yeah, because we talked about doing that up at Tunnel Springs. I don't think that's gonna work.
Yeah. So.
But like,
I think
music.
The art thing would be more of like woodworking or
mm-hmm.
like a kids' corner where kids could show off some of their stuff or, you know.
Exactly.
Artists or quilts or you know like whatever it is that people have done. But.
I mean, because it is the art parks and arts.
Yeah.
And we don't.
And some of these events might lend better when Hatch Park is finished, because we'll have like that big area. And,
right.
You know, so it's like if we put those on the back burner of like, hey, when we have an opening, then like that first couple months after we have all of these events at Hatch Park to get people to come.
One space in our city that. I mean, honestly, a lot of this stuff, I don't really know. I haven't been tracking our events community-wide. So, you know, just big caveat. But it seems like the amphitheater right at City Hall, I never see anything happen there.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And that could be a spot, possibly, like for set up harvest things, you know what I mean?
Well, because I don't think it would be that big, the first one.
Right.
So that actually would be a nice...
You could build up,
yeah.
And then it becomes Hatch Park, you've already got an established
Yeah,
group.
That actually would be a good thing. Well, because do you know who Barbara Gill is?
I've heard of her.
She lives probably up by you,
yeah.
She's up by Tunnel Springs. But she does, like, teaches piano and things, and she really wants to do something with, like, music.
Yeah.
And the same type thing. She thought that would be a good thing to do for the city.
Yeah.
And maybe you could have kids that do different things.
Well, I mean, one thing, it's, again, brainstorming, but one thing we could do possibly is work with the schools in the area, and if they felt like they wanted to, I don't know, do a little play, do a skit or whatever, we could line them up all on the same weekend and say, come look at amateur theater or something. I don't know. Maybe the roar of the freeway will be too much, but.
Well, they have their school plays. I mean, they could even pick a song from their school play and do it.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that's the arts.
Yeah.
I mean, and they wouldn't have to really practice that much and take much time.
Yeah.
If we did that, we'd need to do it before school got out.
Right. Yep, for sure.
So, like, listen, to that, like, my girls, they don't practice much.
Music could be part of that. I mean, it could be just like a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Which would be really fun, actually. Does that
we could do
place
one of those
at
ones.
City Hall, does it have like a little stage, like a place that people, I know it has like the things that's like this, but is it something people can... You know, that people are like a stage? Or is it kind of like the stage is in front?
Right. It becomes the sidewalk.
I'll take some pictures.
Okay.
And send it around to the community.
Let's
do that.
And then we can think about what might make sense there.
Okay. So let's, for the, for just next time, think about, like an art, music and art festival type thing. Just a little one. And let's see.
I have one other thing, even if it's just to broach it. I guess I'll start with a question. Do we have any, I bet we do, a little race, a walk, a run, a bike ride? Do we have any events like that in the city?
We're going to on the 3rd of July, because that's what they wanted to incorporate this year.
Okay.
I think they've done it in the past, but... they want to do it differently this time. At least that's what I think Julie talked about last meeting, that she wanted to do like maybe a one, is it a 1K, 5K, 10K type thing?
One way, one with the other.
Yeah.
There's a bunch that are, there's actually one this weekend that's going on. I don't remember the name of it. There's a bunch that go on throughout the year. I'd say about a bunch, probably four or five. They're not city events. The only city one's the 5K on the 3rd.
Any bike rides?
Yeah, I think the what do they call them, duathlon, or just bike, or some running. Like, that's one of them this weekend.
Okay.
And then there's one that ends at Tunnel Springs that's in October, the one that was on the news because people got trapped.
That's right.
Yeah. That ends here. So there's a few that they use the trail. The only city
Well,
I used to do the Halloween. Used to have a 3K.
Right? Yeah, that's
but,
right.
Round park,
but it was like kids running in their costumes. And
you had the Three Kings race, but that was only for people that were going to ride the Tour de France.
Yeah, that was unbelievably hard. So, like, yeah, it was like 10 participants.
What I'd love to explore is a family oriented bike ride. And why bikes? Because I think that they could cover a greater distance and you could see more of the city.
Oh, sure.
Well,
don't we have, they have that new committee, the health and that we could actually work together with and do something with them.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we should ask them as well if they want to get together and do something. We could do, we did the scavenger hunt, that we did the photo scavenger hunt, and maybe we could incorporate something like that in
there.
That
was really fun.
It was fun, and the pictures were really fun.
There is a a fact about North Salt Lake that we should play up,
you're
which is
about
that, yeah, we go all into that.
Yeah.
North Salt Lake is the closest place, I believe, in Utah between the Bonneville Shoreline Trail and the Jordan River. It's the closest place. So we could play that up and have a range to river event.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Like the temple one down in Provo, where you run from the Provo to the, what do they call that other one? Tabernacle one?
In the city center.
Yeah, city center.
But like if you're in the middle of Salt Lake County, you're talking about, I should know, be better at estimating this, let's say 15 miles. And here it's going to be like 2.5.
Oh, so it's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 miles, I was like, no.
15 miles.
Absolutely. So maybe you only go one direction, you know, but yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Easy.
It might not be an idea that actually is worth launching, but you know, just kidding.
There's Rachel, she's always at city council, and I can't remember what her last name is, but she's in on that new committee, that health committee. Do you know what it's called?
Health and wellness? Yeah.
It is. Okay. I'll find out about that.
So. All right. Thanks for listening to that.
Oh, that's good. Thanks for your input. Thanks for being here. Okay. Anything else, Brandy? Anything?
No.
Nothing?
Totally good.
Okay.
Well, you did have an update on the pond you started on. But
No, it was just an update. It was showing us the third.
Is that the wetland thing?
Yeah, I was just showing it up. I thought
that was going to happen like in September.
I think it's just all grant money and funding.
Okay.
So it's for money.
Yeah.
But it's always about that.
Yeah, we've got lots of good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just got money to back them. Carmen, do you have anything?
I don't.
Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
In the pond.
Okay, do we have to second it to adjourn? You have anything else? You're awesome. Rachel, do you have anything? Okay. So, our next one is, I was looking at it and then I got stuck. April, it's the 4th, 3rd, or 2nd, the 4th Tuesday, right?
The 26th.
26th, April 26th is the next one. Okay. And so Camille Thorpe is legit.
What?
Camille Thorpe. Are you the one that told me that?
I think that's what they said.
Okay, so do I need to reach out to her?
It was 100%.
Or do I just need to ask Lisa? Will you just ask Lisa Watson if she asked Camille? And then whoever the other one is, if they've appointed or if they've asked somebody else?
She's talked to
Will.
I just don't know
Will.
Oh, okay. Because somebody else, because we need one more.
I think that's Stan.
I'll check in. I'll report that back.
When's your next city council? Is it the first and third, right?
Yes, it's coming up really soon.
Okay. And then if you'll get back to me. And then I'm going to email you those things about the choir, okay? I'm going to forward those to you.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep, you're welcome. Okay. Thanks, everyone.